So what do you think, Mike Garofalo? I see you over there. You're ready to go.
Mike Zimmer and his defense have been effective against Cam Newton the last couple of times. Stacey hit it. It's just to be effective against Cam, if you're good at all three levels and you're not an overly complex defense, if there's just a fundamentally sound defense. Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, those guys up front, they create havoc both in the run game and the pass game. So you don't have to try a lot of tricks here, and that doesn't leave you open to be exposed to things like the little read option, the give, the, it's just that's why they've been so effective, and that's why it's going to be a challenge again today for Cam Newton.
And Jeezy, going to your point, they play single safety high. They play their safeties around the line of scrimmage. The only way to beat that type of a defense is to try to go deep, right? Well, that defense doesn't want to give up the big play. That's the whole point of that defense. And so it forces a guy like Cam Newton to throw the ball into tighter windows. It really forces the quarterback to have to play more of the quarterback. So great point by you. I think the reason why that they're able to play defense at such a high level is because they have a shutdown cornerback at Xavier Rhodes. There aren't many shutdown cornerbacks in this league, but they have one of them, and they have one of the best. Think about this, guys. Michael Thomas, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, all those guys, and Julio Jones. Only a 55% completion against them, 77% passer rating, 2 TDs allowed, 1 interception.
Teach us.
The guy is playing lights out football right now. And again, it's not many times you can just line up a guy in front of a receiver and say he can be eliminated from the game. You can do that when you have Xavier Rhodes. Then you look on the other side, Devin Funchess. This guy has been on fire since they let Calvin Benjamin go. So I'm very interested in see if he can kind of get his passes. He has been Cam Newton's security blanket. Whenever Cam gets in trouble, he throws it up, and Devin Funchess has been there to save him.
Defense has been really good, too, against running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield. And Christian McCaffrey, I'm not sure how he'll do today, but this defense is only allowing 35 yards per game to running backs to do that. So that's going to be an interesting one. But you're flipping it to the other side, right? And you're looking at Greg Olsen.
Correct. You said security blanket with Devin Funchess. He is a temporary security blanket. His big security blanket he gets back is Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen has 165 of his receptions have resulted in 67.3% of first down. So that tells you he is a chain mover. But when I go back and I look at the film and I watch the New Orleans Saints game, all of the touchdowns they had gotten were resulted all of gadget plays. You go back to that 4th and 6, 4th and 7, they were not able to, Funchess was not able to run that. You're supposed to run the route to the sticks. So 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. He did not run it past the line of scrimmage. He caught it 2 yards short. They need to do traditional offense. Get this ball, moving the ball down the field, and stop manufacturing this offense with the gadget plays and stop having too many pre-snap movement and shifts, because you start to adjust the defense into the holes that eventually gets you in trouble. Traditional drop back, line it up, throw the ball down.
I'm not a traditional quarterback.
Well, I can't even speak. You're going to traditionally run into some problems with this number 2 defense if you do not do it the traditional
way. They've never been traditional. Even when you were there, they weren't traditional.
Actually, that's why they got me out. I was too traditional.